Odd Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 445, First, recorded live October 10th, 2014. Hello everyone, welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
And I'm your other host, Biowolf.
And this week we're going to take a look at some of the IGN first stuff that came out. If you guys don't know, IGN is hosting all this month Halo news coming out about the Master Chief Collection, and they've already started this week talking about a lot of new things that we hadn't seen on the Master Chief Collection so far. Lots of good stuff coming out, lots of things that I know Biowolf and I are excited about, and a couple other people that we've talked to are super excited to see. And we're going to kind of dive into just day by day what they've talked about, what they've released for the IGN first. And first thing, of course, is just taking a look at one of the new maps that we hadn't seen. There was one more map that hadn't been announced yet, and that, of course, was something that did actually get leaked and now is confirmed, of course, and that's Warlord, which is a remake of Lockout. Warlock. I don't know why I said Lockout, but the final map is finally revealed. We finally have the final six, which is Ascension, Lockout, Coagulation, Sanctuary, Warlord, and what's the other one I'm missing?
Zanzibar,
that's it. So we got those six maps coming in as being remade for the Halo 2 Anniversary multiplayer. So a pretty good choice of maps. I was really hoping that the last one would be a big team type map, just because I think it would offer a little more replayability value for having some more kind of custom games on there, a little more playability for possibly doing big team playlists, which typically is one of the more popular playlists for Halo when it's out there. Just because it is easy to bring in friends to come play Halo or something like that. But as far as having a good selection of maps, I think the six that we have here are a pretty good one. I'm not quite a big fan of Warlock just because of kind of how it flows. I've never been quite good at it, but I do see, after kind of watching the video where Max Hoberman from Certain Affinity talked about why they had chosen, and he actually goes into detail of why they wanted to bring it back from Halo 1 into Halo 2, and just having that four-way symmetrical team map dynamic. And that's one thing that we haven't seen too much in some of the other Halo maps so far, is having that multi-team feel for a map.
Yeah.
So that's something that they really kind of invested on with this map. And thinking about some of the other map choices, I'm kind of glad that they included this, because that's one of those things where I think Halo kind of misses the ball a little bit more these days with having those four-way objective maps. So I know Warlock for Halo 1, or I guess Warlock for Halo 2, was one of those maps where you can actually do a four-way CTF, and it kind of worked somewhat, and you could do Oddball and Assault and that kind of stuff. Assault was actually pretty fun for a couple times that I've played it, but there aren't really many other maps that really foster a like four-team, multi-team type of gameplay. So that's kind of cool to see this map make it into the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like you said before, I'm glad that we're going to have a four-way map. I was really hoping to see Terminal, though. Like, that's something I really was hoping to see.
Yeah,
I was
Terminal's like, a good one.
Because I actually, a couple days ago when my internet was out, I went on Halo 2 and just looked through all the maps, you know, seeing these different things. And I was looking at Warlord, and I was like, I can honestly see myself playing this and having a really good time with it. I never played it beforehand. You know, I have the DLC disc, the Halo 2 DLC disc, and I never touched it. It just came with Halo 2. I never really played the map, so I didn't know what it was about. But I was looking at it, and I was like, this looks like a really decent map. It looks, the Halo 2 Anniversary look, it just looks awesome. Like the skybox on the thing looks ridiculous. I was like, that's all right. So I'm really looking forward to playing it, because it's going to be my first time going through it. So it should be interesting.
So you didn't get to really play this map at all during Halo 2 or Halo 1?
No. Halo 1, I played a little bit of it. I didn't play much of it. The times I did play, I didn't personally care for it. So that's the reason why I say I wasn't looking forward to it, because the Halo 1 experience, I never had the Halo 2 experience with it. So I was just going off of Halo 1 for Wizard. I think it was Wizard. That's what it was called, I think, for Halo 1.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, from that, I mean, it could be different. I could have a different taste now. I mean, it looks awesome. Like I said, I'm sure I'm going to have a blast playing it, but there's a lot of things that I'm looking for. It just, those visuals are something that's really drawing me to it right now.
Oh, yeah. Halo 2 Anniversary looks so pretty.
Yeah. One thing I noticed right away, that there's no dynamic element in Warlord.
So, I don't think that's necessarily the case, because there was a video when, I think this was actually the kind of looking at the map when they were, when Bravo was doing the behind the map video for Lockout. He said that every map that was remade for Halo 2 Anniversary had some dynamic element to it. So it might have just been one of those things where the interactive element hasn't been shown yet.
Right.
We did see a few changes on the map that are noteworthy, which we'll get into in a second. But there's a couple things that could be on there that could be dynamic. So maybe switches to the teleporters would be one thing. Or maybe something with the lifts. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell with that map. Like, I don't really know what you could look forward to a dynamic element in there. Like, maybe a shield of some sort. I have no idea. Like, I mean, I know Ascension has the shield thing in the middle. But I was just looking at it. I was like, there's no natural thing or anything that you could see. So maybe something structurally. So I have no idea.
It could be something with the middle platform, too.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one of those things where we're going to have to wait and see if they actually come out and discuss a little bit more details on the map, because we got a very simple overview. And to be honest, I haven't watched the 15-minute gameplay of IGN playing against 343. All I watched so far was the interview where they were talking to Max Hoverman from Certain Affinity and doing the walkthrough of the map.
Right.
If there was something in there, then I haven't seen it yet. I'm still kind of a little behind on things just because of doing stuff earlier this week and then getting ready for New York Comic Con, and I'm out here now. So it's been a crazy week for me so far, and this podcast is kind of my excuse to kind of get caught up with the stuff. So I've managed to get caught up with the rest of the other days. But as far as what may be out there for information on this map outside of that first video or the article that they posted on it, I probably don't know that much.
Yeah. The one thing that a lot of people are picking up, though, is the oddball gameplay. And a lot of people are having a lot of conversation between you being able to throw the ball in Halo 2 Anniversary, because there's a lot of saying, the voice saying ball thrown. And there's a couple of things. I've talked to a lot of different people. There's a lot of mixed feelings with it. A lot of people are saying it's good for custom games. You know, the custom game community is saying, yes, like, you know, that's something that we're going to want to see back. And then you have the competitive side. They're like, no, leave that alone. You know, if there's a ball thrown, leave it in Halo 4 and then leave Halo 2 Anniversary completely alone. You know, you shouldn't have something that's going to change it that much. To me, it's not that big of a deal. But apparently the other people, they're not liking it. So, I mean, it's all personal preference.
So as far as some of the things that are going to be customary to Halo 2 Anniversary, they did mention that there are going to be some of the newer game types that came from Halo 3 and Halo 4 being put into Halo 2 Anniversary, and one of which is Ricochet, and you really can't have Ricochet without being able to throw the ball.
Yeah.
So I can understand part of that, and I have seen some of the kind of debates going on Twitter about this thing, and something that is going to be, I guess, kind of tested for Halo 5 is where do a lot of people really stand on having the settings in the game. And I think it's just a matter of leave that option in the game and there for custom games. And if you don't want something like that in the competitive scene, then just turn it off.
Yeah, have a toggle switch. You know, that was something that a lot of people brought up on Twitter too, is like, well, if you want Ricochet, you know, just have it to where you can throw the ball. If you don't, you just want the regular oddball, just make it to where you just can't throw it. You know, I don't think that's that big of a deal. I don't think it's that hard to put into the game. But yeah, I mean, personally, I like throwing the ball. I think it's fun. I think it's really cool when you intercept the ball, whatever, and you get that, like, a score or something like that for Ricochet. It's really fun.
Well, and one of the things with that too is having those customization options really fosters creativity. So you have a lot of people that come in and do Forge. They come in and make the custom game types. So taking those away would really kind of hinder that part of the community, because the customs community is part of what keeps Halo alive.
Yeah.
It keeps content fresh. It keeps content new. And it's one of those things where I'm not sure if Halo could really stand on its own just from maps that come out on default. Now, I will say that Halo 2 had a wonderful list of maps. It was probably the best map set of any Halo game that's come out. So it's hard to say kind of how Halo has evolved over time, where Halo 1, all you could really do was change a few basic game type options, and then Halo 2, you had a few more options that you could go in and customize, and then Halo 3, you just had a full blown out Forge and game type editor.
Yeah.
So with the evolution of that, it's hard to kind of take a step backwards in a sense, because we are used to so much customization now. We have the Forge, we have all these game type options, but it's something along the lines of things need to be there for different communities to take advantage of, but it also needs to have the ability for communities to take away things that they don't want to really iron out their own experience. And that's something that's always been a contention of, is kind of the competitive versus the casuals.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be tough on 343. You know, satisfying both of them at the same time is almost near impossible, because you're going to have one that thinks, well, that's really cool, but the other, like, say, for instance, casual gamers, like, I don't know, like the ball throwing, you know, that's something that they really enjoy. But the competitive, they're like, no, that's going to break a lot of different things with the competitive side. You know, if you're going to be chasing someone after a ball and they throw it, it's going to change a lot of – it's a game changer. So it's really tough, and it's – I have to give it 343. I mean, they're doing an awesome job, but it's really hard to satisfy both taste of the community. I mean, you have one side of the coin that's going to face the other, and that's just how it's going to be. And yeah, I mean, it's tough.
It's not necessarily they're having to please one side or the other, though. It's just given the options to where all sides can grow in that community and grow in the space that's provided.
Yeah.
And we can go into a whole separate conversation later on, like who's right and who's wrong, and
yeah,
what's better, competitive or the casual side of things. And what it really drills down to, though, is how you're going to make your fan base, which is comprised of a whole bunch of different types of community, where are the options that you're going to put in there that pleases the most people? And I think having the options to enable and disable certain things is one of those things that is really going to drive a Halo experience from now on.
Yeah, I agree.
So you definitely don't want to take those kinds of things out of the equation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But kind of moving back to Warlord a little bit, some of the changes that they made, let's go ahead and talk about those. But all the bases are now a lot more defined in color on where you are. So there used to be kind of painting on the walls for where near the flag was, so you kind of had an idea of where you were. But now there are lights on the flag area, the lifts have lights, and then the little landing area in front of the flag has light indicators as well. So you have a lot better idea of where you actually are on the map.
Yeah, it's really good for callouts. That's something that a lot of people are saying is that, like I said, I never played it, but they said it was a little bit more difficult on Halo 2 to do callouts. I don't know. I can't say, but they said this is going to be a little bit more easier to say where a certain person is.
For a map such as Warlord, where you didn't have that kind of clear distinction of where you were, that's going to definitely be a huge help for that.
Yeah.
There's also a little few different features in terms of jump ups. So now you can actually jump up from the back hallway in between flag and the little elevated area there, and you can actually jump up to the flag instead of having to go up the lift or go around to the elevated area and then jump over. And because of that, there's actually a little kind of cove into the lifted area. So it's not just a straight shot back, but it's a little curved. So it gives a little bit more cover for people that are walking back there. Because I remember playing in Halo 1 and Halo 2. That place would get nade spammed all the freaking time if someone was back there.
Yeah, that's got to be irritating. That's got to be
It definitely is. Because if you're going after somebody, you know you're chunking nades in there, and you're bound to get a kill, or you're bound to get someone one shot. And then when you're running through there, you always have this fear of, oh crap, I'm in the freaking nade zone. If someone knows I'm back here, I'm screwed.
Yeah, and the amount of grenades that you can carry in Halo 2 is just ridiculous in itself. So if there's a whole...
Yeah, 4 of each type.
Yeah.
4 of each type.
I mean, if the whole team knows you're in there, you're, there's no getting away from it. You're done.
Not really.
Especially with me, if I want to stick you, you're done.
There's also jump ups to the little elevated areas from the bottom middle as well. And those are color indicated too.
Yeah.
So the movement of the map is just given a lot more accessibility to a lot of different places on there, which is kind of good. But it is going to change the map flow, I think, pretty significantly from its original Halo 2 counterpart. You had these certain flows of you knew where people were going. You knew there were only certain ways people would go, and you could predict on where someone would pop out, where you could throw a nade and all that stuff. And now it's a little more unpredictable. So it'll make the gameplay a lot more interesting, but it's definitely going to feel a lot different than what you remember Halo 2 Warlock played.
Right.
Aside from that, the active camo is still in the top middle, so that's there. Bottom middle, they replaced the... What I think it was either a shotgun or a rocket launcher before. And they actually have a Sentinel beam. And from what Max Holberman said during the walkthrough video, the Sentinel beam has actually been buffed a little bit. So it has a little more power behind it. And that's going to be something that is a power weapon to be controlled from what he said in the video. Something to kind of mess around with, I think, when you actually go and play for yourself. But we got the Sentinel beam back. That's one of those weapons that was only there for Halo 2.
Yeah, it sounds really cool too. Like, I picked up on that really quick. It's like it sounds unique. Like, you don't hear anything like that. And the Sentinel beam in Halo 2 was something that I really like messing around with. Like, if there was like when they exploded or whatever, that's the first thing I wanted to do to pick up. To me, I love messing around with it.
I think you may have been one of the only people to say that ever.
I'm different. I don't know. I'm different. There's no saying there is.
Sentinel beams were a weird weapon to mess around with. It was kind of the precursor to the focus rifle, if you think about it.
Yeah, and that's another thing. A lot of people didn't like focus rifle and Reach, and I liked it. I really enjoyed it. So
you were one of a few, I would assume.
Yeah.
I did not like using the focus rifle at all.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I mean, it was used for different things. Like, there were certain things I didn't like about it at all, especially with certain custom games. Like, it was just annoying, but it had its uses.
I'm not saying it's necessarily bad. It's just I was on the receiving end. I couldn't avoid it, and I couldn't use it, so I didn't like it.
Yeah.
There you go. But let's see. That's all that I recognized or I saw from a change in map perspective. Still nothing on interactive elements if those are there yet, but we had the big change, of course, is the two jump ups in front of the base, in front of the flag base, and then in front of the kind of jump up area in front of the flag base, and then the change to the colors. That's a little more identifiable for the map.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the first thing. That was what we got on Monday. We also had another thing come out on Monday that wasn't from IGN, but it was another screenshot of... It was an actual screenshot of Coagulation from, I believe it was Red Base side, looking at the canyon. And it looked freaking amazing.
Mm. It looked incredible. Coagulation is one of those maps that you could really go back to. Like, that's one map that everybody knows. Like, if you say Halo, you know, it's either Blood Gulch or Coagulation. And it looks incredible. It really does. I mean, I couldn't exactly tell what it was in the screenshot with that giant beam. Did you see that, like, in the back?
Yeah, so that just looks like it's part of the kind of the surrounding environment that's outside the playable area of Coagulation, mm-hmm. or whatever it's called now, I forget. Bloodshed. So as far as what I know of that, you can't really get to it. Maybe you can. I know we haven't seen too much in terms of gameplay. There was a little bit of gameplay in one of the later videos that IGN released this week. But just looking at that screenshot, though, and knowing what you could go to in Blood Gulch, those beams were outside of it, but the kind of icon indicators or the little hologram things floating above the base, that's an interesting addition to having it there. I know that the little Forerunner symbols on the bases themselves were kind of the indicators at the time of what base you were at, but now we have these big holographic images that are being projected above each base where it's like, you know what base you're at regardless.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're pretty neat looking. Another thing I really picked up on was that structure that's kind of like collapsing or decaying, or I don't know exactly. It was on your right, if you know what I'm talking about. Like it was like a building of some sort.
I'd have to pull up the screenshot again.
Yeah. I mean, I was really wondering what that was. I mean, I don't know if it was just like a visual element that they threw in there, but it was neat looking.
So if it's in the same area that I think you're talking about, then that would be where the rocks were in Halo 2's version in Coagulation.
Yeah.
So maybe they replaced the rocks with some kind of debris of a Pelican or some kind of ship or something like that.
It wasn't a ship. It was more or less like a, almost like a building or something. Like I could, like you would have to look at it. It was like pillars or.
I'm trying to pull up the image now, so I forget what website it was on.
Right.
But the bases, I mean, they kind of look the same aside from a few little structural changes and the holograms above them, of course.
Yeah.
Then there was, we finally figured out what the bridge was for. The little forge bridge that
finally
came out a while ago.
Yeah, everybody was clueless as to what that was all about. They're like, what are you going to do with this bridge?
Yeah.
So it's cool to see what that's used for. And I like it. I like the bridge.
Yeah. So I have the image up. And that little building structure, that was where the rocks were before.
Yeah.
That's an interesting change. And I'm assuming it kind of still functions the same way. But there were a lot more rocks there before.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I did pick up on is like, why is that? Like, what is that?
No. Wait. This is from Red Side.
You're looking towards blue from Red Side.
Yeah. Actually, I always get turned around in these. Just because, like, the shadows could be different.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, red base is... I'm trying to see if red... Because that might be the entrance to the cave instead.
Yeah, but I don't think there was a structure.
No, okay.
Like
that's
that.
No, okay. That's hard to tell, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I picked up... That was, like, the one of the first things I picked up on was, like, I wonder what that is. You know, it was distant, so you can't exactly see what it was. So, it was really... It's really piquing my interest.
Yeah. No, I got you. That's either the that's either the entrance to the cave or that's the rocks. And I believe, kind of looking at it now, that it may very well be the rocks. Or, sorry, the cave.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of that now. I don't have the image.
So, if anyone has a comment on it in the Twitch chat, then feel free to chime in.
Yeah.
Let's see. But, so moving on to Tuesday, we got a little more information on kind of what they changed with the Master Chief Collection. Some of the stuff that we already knew because they've talked about already with the whole upgrading most of it to 1080p, 60 frames a second, dedicated servers and all that stuff. A lot of the things in here that were kind of something to be pointed out was, for me, was some of the bonus facts that they posted in the actual article. So one of the things that they had in here, actually, I'm just going to go through them all because a lot of these are actually pretty important to talk about. First one is that IGN asked for confirmation on whether or not the Master Chief Collection will support digital pre-ordering or preloading, and they hadn't received a response on that yet. I kind of find it a little surprising that you wouldn't be able to do a pre-ordered digital.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's some games that are already doing that, so I don't know why you wouldn't be able to do that with the Xbox One. For this game.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I mean, I know a lot of people that are expecting that. You know, that way it's downloaded beforehand or preloaded beforehand. That way you don't have to worry about it on launch day where everybody's trying to download it at once.
Yeah, midnight comes around and you're ready to play. Yeah,
exactly. Well, although if you're Eastern time, you have to wait until 3. That's something that did happen when Destiny rolled around is that, like, are they going to be actually using Pacific time or are they using just the midnight launch of...
Okay. Yeah, I get what you mean, because they're doing it off the midnight launch of the Pacific time.
Yeah.
For regional settings. Yeah, that make that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's why I'm going disc version. There's a hard copy of it. That way I don't have to worry about it. I just have to install it, and it doesn't take that long, and I'm good.
Got it. Yeah, I may have to resort to that too then, actually. Didn't really even think about that. Anyways, the next thing that they have listed on here was Halo 3 and Halo 4 make use of the Xbox One controller's impulse triggers out of the box, but for Halo CE and Halo 2, that functionality is going to be added in later via an in-game update.
Hmm.
So the impulse triggers, for those who don't know, is the feedback that you get whenever you pull the trigger. And it's not just a rumble. It's actual kind of feedback that you get from it.
Yeah, which I enjoy. They're pretty cool. I like the impulse triggers.
I honestly haven't really felt a difference, either because I haven't been trying to focus on finding a difference in games that may support it, or the games that may support it, which the only game would be right now is Titanfall.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't support it, but I thought it did.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's going to be coming up in an update for CE and 2. Next one is the Scorpion Tank is still in the anniversary edition of Coagulation, but you have to turn it on in Forge. And there's a comment in here that says more later in this month about that. So the next thing that was on the list, which they've actually gone back and changed, was they originally said that the Ghost Fuel Tank on the Halo 2 anniversary maps you can't shoot it and it would make the ghost blow up. But since then, 343 has come back and said, yes, you actually can do this. You just have to be a little more diligent with your aiming on the ghost.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they originally thought that it was not the case, where you couldn't shoot the tank and it would make the ghost explode, but now you can.
Nice.
So, let's see. Next thing is the Halo CE Anniversary's Kinect features are not supported in the Master Chief Collection.
Mm.
And I actually had a question that came up earlier this week, which I forgot to ask Frankie about today. I'll ask him tomorrow. Is whether or not the library from Halo CE Anniversary is still going to be in there as a feature.
Hmm.
My gut reaction to that, though, is that it will not be, because the Halo channel is going to be that one-stop shop for kind of Halo Encyclopedia stuff. So anything that would have been in the library for Halo CE Anniversary is going to be in the Halo channel anyway. So there's no reason to really duplicate that for the Master Chief Collection.
Right.
Which I don't think is a big detriment. It's something that I think a lot of people are going to go into the Halo channel, find it to be a pretty seamless experience, and then kind of just hop right back into it, just because of the whole app snapping and being able to go between apps and games without having to shut any one of them down, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was really wondering what they were going to do with the Kinect with Halo. You know, I used the Kinect a couple times with the CE. I enjoyed it. I was just wondering if they're going to bring something like that back for Halo 2 anniversary. But, yeah, I guess they're not.
And the last thing on the list, which is kind of blaring for some people, but if you actually take a minute to step back and actually think about it, we're still getting a pretty decent upgrade to it. But Halo 2 campaign is not full 1080p. It's going to be running at 1328 by 1080. It's still running at 60 frames per second, but it doesn't have that full 1080p resolution, which isn't really such a bad thing, because if you get down to it, most of the screens that people are playing on with the distance that there are from their TV, they're not really going to notice a pixel difference anyways.
Yeah, I've seen a comparison. I don't even remember which game it was, to 1080 to 720. I didn't notice a difference really. I mean, I had to get up to the TV and look to actually see differences. So it ain't that big of a deal to me, but there are those people that are out there like, oh, well, this should be 1080p and all that. It's not that big of a deal, in my opinion.
To make a note to that, though, it's only the Halo 2 anniversary campaign. And another limitation of that, too, is just because they are running both the Halo 2 original engine code and the new engine code for the campaign side by side, and it does provide that instant switching. That's the reason why they can't go full 1080p on the campaign engine. Now, everything else, including the Halo 2 anniversary multiplayer and then every other game, does support full 1080p, 60 frames per second, and all the multiplayer, of course, runs off of dedicated servers. So that's not changing. It's just the Halo 2 campaign is not quite up to snuff when it comes to running at 1080p for the new graphics engine.
Yeah.
But it's still a huge improvement over what was originally on the Xbox when Halo 2 came out for it, which is 480p.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's a huge upgrade, no doubt. Some other stuff that was in the video that they talked about for this article, which is actually titled The Horse You Rode In On, is they had a couple game clips for the Coagulation remake. I gotta memorize these map names soon. So they had some gameplay there, and one thing that we noticed is that there's a Hornet playable. Yes. So the Hornet is confirmed in Halo 2 Anniversary as a vehicle.
Nice.
And I remember thinking back in the Halo 2 days, whenever I played it, why don't we have a human equivalent air vehicle when we've had the Banshees in two games? So going back to Halo 2 Anniversary, we have the Hornet, which was the original UNSC air vehicle from Halo 3 being put into Halo 2 Anniversary.
Yeah, I'm happy it's back. Yeah. Well, in a different game.
What do you like more? Do you like the Hornet more or do you like the Falcon more?
Honestly, I think I like the Hornet more because you don't have to rely on people to shoot things down. Like, you can just do it yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason why I like the Hornet. But I like the control of the Pelican better. Or
the Falcon.
The Falcon better. And yeah. So, it's a mix, you know, but personally, if I had to go with it, I think I would probably go with the Hornet.
I was thinking about that a little bit when I knew what we were going to talk about this on the podcast. And I think I mentioned before sometime either a few episodes ago or maybe it was just in passing to somebody that my more preferred vehicle would have been the Falcon. But thinking about how to balance out against the Banshee, the Hornet actually makes a lot more sense because you do have the primary driver of the vehicle being able to shoot, where the Banshee, you have that same thing. The pilot's able to shoot.
Yeah.
And if I remember right, for multiplayer in Halo 3, all you could do on the Hornet passenger seat was shoot your primary weapon or whatever weapon that you had out. So
yeah,
you weren't getting too much of an advantage. It was more like a transport for the most part. And one thing that the human vehicles pretty much have now over the Covenant vehicles that they are is you can actually transport people a lot more efficiently than you can with the Covenant vehicles, because for the Covenant vehicles the only passenger vehicle that you have is the Wraith
and then the Revenant.
No, Revenant was Halo Reach. There was the other one in Halo 2. What was it called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Dang it, someone in the stream helped me out.
We talked about this before. And we forgot the name.
I'm ashamed that I forgot the name of the vehicle again. That's going to haunt me in my dreams. Anyways, someone in the Twitch stream will help us out.
Another thing that I really wanted that me and my friend were actually talking about was the Pelican didn't have missiles or anything like that in the multiplayer, did it?
No, that was only in campaign.
Right. So one thing that he did, me and him kind of went back and forth, was that if someone had a rocket launcher on a Pelican, they said, well, that's not fair because you have a rocket.
Hornet.
Well, yeah, Hornet. I'm sorry.
It's not Pelican.
I know.
Pelican's a big difference. Yeah.
If you have two rockets on the Hornet, that's if you're going against a Banshee, whatever, that's not fair. Well, that's not necessarily true because you have the
dual barrel roll.
Yeah, that.
Right.
But if the Hornet doesn't have a missiles and you only have machine guns, you know, the Banshee would have an advantage because it has the... What's the green?
The fuel rod cannon.
The fuel rod. Thank you. Oh, gosh. Yeah, the fuel rod cannon. And then you also have the machine gun or the plasma deal for the Banshee. So it kind of balances out if you think about it. Because that was something that we kind of ran into. You goes, well, that's not really fair if the Hornet has rockets. And I said, yeah, it was, because it kind of balances out with the Banshee. So that's something that I've seen a couple of people talk about. And
I thought
it was a pretty interesting topic.
Yeah, it's something that we'll definitely... I think there's going to be a lot of discussion on it for a while, but it's not too... I don't think it's going to be that much of an imbalance to the game. I think having the human flying vehicle in there is going to be something that is... that helps make the gameplay a lot better. And the vehicle I was thinking of, by the way, is the Spectre.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So that... Twitch chat failed me. I had to go look it up myself. Anyways, don't think there was anything else that I particularly took away from that video. They did talk about some of the history of how the game has kind of evolved over time and how Halo 1, Halo 2, and Halo 4 have really benefited from the upgrades. And of course, Halo 2 is getting the anniversary treatment, so we're seeing a bunch of new stuff there. And Halo 3 is not getting too much of an upgrade. Of course, as we know, it's only getting the 60 frames per second at full 1080p. There's nothing else they're really working on there. So taking a look at kind of the full package of what we're getting, it's pretty good. It's just Halo 3 is the oddball right now.
Yeah, there's not too much going on with that.
No, not really at all.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember if I was hearing this or seeing this. I can't remember. But did we see something with the silenced SMGs in the video? Or did we see anything?
No, that was during the RTX panel.
That's what I'm thinking of. All right.
One of the weapons that they said was going to be in there was the silenced SMG.
Okay. That's what it was. I remember seeing it somewhere or hearing it or somewhere. I just couldn't remember where. I was like, I don't think they'd seen it. Or they didn't
talk. Yep, that was RTX.
So that's exciting. I can't wait to play with those again. I love them in ODST. Like I love the SMG just in general, but the silenced ones are something I liked a lot.
Uh-huh. All right, so moving on, the next thing that we got was a preview of the Halo channel. So IGN's Ryan McCaffrey interviewed Kiki Wolfkill, and they kind of went through the Halo channel and what's going to be there a little bit. Nothing too much in terms of new information about the Halo channel that we know of. They kind of went over the whole fact that you're going to be able to kind of get some unlocks and bonuses for the games as you watch content. And there's going to be something that is always there in terms of a live feed that you can watch. So it's a set of programming that they're going to have available. So if you just kind of want to go in and watch anything generic Halo, then you just kind of go in, hit this live feed, and then you're instantly jumping into Halo content there. And of course, you can go through your programming if you want to just go through Forward Unto Dawn or watch something like Halo Legends if it gets up there at some point, or Twitch streams. All that stuff's going to be there for you. And they went in a little more detail into the encyclopedia stuff as well. Whenever you finish an episode of whatever kind of media content you're watching, there's going to be some, depending on what it is, some encyclopedia content that you can browse through after you finish an episode. So, for example, if you finish episode 4 or 5 or 4 to Dawn, you could find out more information about Master Chief that kind of adds on to the story that you're currently watching.
Now, when you were talking, I didn't actually see the whole Halo channel thing. Now, when you're talking about live, if you want to tune into something live, is someone live streaming? Like, is that something?
No, so the live programming thing, from how I understood it, was just this set of programming that it's basically like live TV in a way, but the stuff that you're watching isn't necessarily live.
Okay, I understand what you're talking
about. So it's just like your regular like cable channel.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I was kind of confused. I was like, is someone streaming or like how? But all right, so that's cool.
There wasn't anything else that they mentioned too much in terms of being able to like go around what you can see. A lot of the stuff that we already knew was there. They went a little more detail into what they wanted to do with the whole Twitch integration and how the kill feed's there and kind of making it a little more social, kind of like a ESPN live view of what's going on for sports.
Yeah.
But again, no new information that I particularly pulled out of it, so to speak. Moving on, day 4 was the... that was achievements, right? Or was it playlist?
I
think it was playlist, actually.
I think it was either achievements or a playlist. I can't remember
which one. Yeah, it was playlist. I'm looking at the dates now. Yeah, playlist. So we got the initial playlist that's going to be coming out for the Master Chief Collection. It's going to be spanning across multiple games. There's quite a few of them here, too, so we'll just go down the list one by one. First one is going to be Team Halo 2 Anniversary. So it's going to be a mix of Team Slayer and objective game maps on the Halo 2 Anniversary maps for 4v4 teams. Seems pretty typical. I think that a lot of people were going to see in that one.
Mm.
Halo 2 Anniversary Rumble is going to be the FFA 8 player on the Halo 2 Anniversary maps.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking
you
for.
You big FFA person?
Oh, man, am I... I'm a huge Rumble person.
I feel bad for everyone you're about to stick.
Yeah.
So, interesting thing playing on Tuesday, Godzilla basically replaced you, not in the fact that he was using stickies, but he would nail me with frags all the freaking time when we were playing Halo 2 Vista.
Yeah. It's weird, though. It really is weird because... I was playing with Haas last night, and I was playing Halo 4, and then we went to 3. It was weird in the fact that I could get the frags where I wanted them in Halo 4 a lot better than I could in 3, and I could get the stickies where I wanted them more in 3 than I could in Halo 4. It was really weird, like, when I was testing that out. So I'm really wondering where that's going to be in Halo 2 for me.
Halo 2 Anniversary, I think, will be pretty close to what Halo 2 was.
Right.
Just from the feel of how things are currently playing out, I think it's going to be pretty close to Halo 2.
Okay.
If I had to guess. Next on the playlist of things coming down here is Team Halo 2 Anniversary Social. So that's going to be your unranked 5v5. That's going to be Slayer and Objective Mix. Next one is going to be Team Slayer, which spans across all the games. Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 2 Anniversary. Not Halo 4. This is going to be Team Slayer 4v4 all the time on a bunch of different maps from those four games, which excludes Halo 4, of course.
Mm.
Big Team Battle is going to be on Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, and Halo 2 Anniversary. It's all out 16-player 8v8 on all those big team maps across all games. I will be saying that if I am in Big Team Battle, I will probably be picking one of the Halo 2 maps or Halo 2 Anniversary for whatever Coagulation is renamed to. Blood something. Bloodshed. That's
yeah.
It. Yeah.
It's really cool that they're doing that, though, is that you could pick from all those different game or those maps for Big Team. Like, I like that. I really thought that was something unique because, like, I mean... There's always been that one time it's like if I ever play Big Team on Halo 4, it's like I really wish I could play it on this particular map. You know, it's like it's cool that we could actually if it pops up, we could choose that now.
Yeah. There's a little concern though of if that's going to really separate the community out a little bit or not, because whenever people are going to go in, there's some people of course are going to all they want to do is play Halo 2. Some people are going to be all they want to do is play Halo 3. Some people are going to be, they want to play Halo 2 Anniversary, so it's a whole hodgepodge of things, really.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, I know I'm going to want a mix. You know, I'm going to grow tired of one particular map for that particular game. So I know for me, I'm always going to want a different thing every now and then. I mean, I'm not going to strictly want to go for Halo 2 Anniversary or Halo 2. So to me, one map would get old. I would think that'd be most cases. So I don't think that'd be that big of a problem, but I can't say for everybody, you know?
Well, the thing with Big Team, though, is for Halo 2 Anniversary, the only Big Team map that's really out there is Bloodshed.
Yeah.
Which, if you think about it, Coagulation was a freaking fun map, but I also remember that whenever I had fun with it, I was playing the map for 3 freaking hours like CTF.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It wasn't when I was just diddly-dallying for 15 minutes. It was when I actually had a massive battle going on, and I was there freaking just constantly attacking the other team and trying to get that flag and just having a blast with tanks and wraiths and warthogs and snipers and rockets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be great for customs.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure, but
I would have a feeling that it may get tired after a little while for multiplayer matchmaking if we just see that over and over and over and over again. And there's some other maps in Halo 2 that are good big team maps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Containment's a good one. Turf is a good one.
Yeah, this is a bunch.
Waterworks is a good one.
Yeah, Waterworks. I really wish that was back.
I know there were a lot of people that wanted to see Waterworks come back for Halo 2 Anniversary.
Yeah, it was really split between Waterworks and Terminal. Like, those were the two top ones that were popping up on both sides that I seen.
I would have loved to see Terminal on the train back.
I know. It would have been really cool. But it
would have been so awesome.
One thing that you were saying is, like you said, for like 3 or 2 hours or however long you said. Now, is that going to be the case in Halo 2 in the Master Chief Collection? Do you think we'll have matches that long, or is there going to be a time?
Not for matchmaking.
Okay, so what were you talking about? It was just...
I was just talking about how whenever I played Coagulation, it was always back in the days of LAN parties, okay, and I was playing one match for 2 to up to 4 hours at times.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought you were going. I was like, matchmaking? I was like, that's all right. I was a little confused. Well,
no, I was saying that. No, I was just saying that because the games are going to be so short, and I kind of saw this happen in Reach where Hemorrhage just got tiring.
Yeah.
Like, having that map show up over and over again just wasn't that fun. And I'm a little hesitant to say that it will happen to Halo 2 Anniversary's make, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
The potential is kind of there to maybe not be as played after maybe a couple weeks or a month after, just because it's the only big team map in Halo 2 Anniversary, and there's still lots of other Halo 2 maps, OG, that are out there for big team. Some pretty good Halo 1 maps in there. A few Halo 3 maps that are good for big team. Halo 4, well, it's Halo 4. No offense to 343 for Halo 4, but I think a lot of people are going to be playing some of the other games for most of these playlists if they have the chance to.
Oh, everybody's going to pick Vortex, man. Come on. Or not Vortex. What am I thinking of?
Complex?
Complex, that's what I'm thinking. Why am I thinking Vortex? I'm tired.
I don't know. Those are two very, yeah, very, yeah, very different maps.
Yeah. No, I was thinking Complex.
Yeah. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Next playlist is going to be Halo Combat Evolved. So it's going to be a mix of Slayer and Objective, 4v4 on nothing but Halo CE. Halo 2 Classic, which is basically the same thing, except it's on OG Halo 2. Halo 3, same thing. Halo 4, same thing. Team Hardcore is going to be a collection of, and this is quote from IGN, tournament-approved game types from Halo 2 and Halo 3. Battle Rifle is your primary weapon. So the MLG game types, basically, from Halo 2, Halo 3 is what I'm guessing is going to be here with those maps that they chose.
Nice. Yeah. I love you starting off with the Battle Rifle. I was playing Halo 3 yesterday, it's like it always started with the assault rifle. The first thing I went to was the battle rifle. It's like just make it that your
Make the battle rifle default.
Yeah, it's like why?
Yeah, I want the battle rifle.
Yeah,
I know that's a better weapon. Just give me it.
You're three now.
So yeah, that's Team Hardcore, Halo 2, Halo 3, 4v4, BR start, that kind of stuff. Next playlist, and this one's a little vague. The description is very short, but it's Halo Esports, and this says the official Halo Esports playlist 4v4. Which doesn't exactly tell us much.
Yeah, no.
I'm assuming that's something that's going to be detailed later in the bulletin or something like that, because I'm wondering how much that's leaning towards Halo 2 Anniversary or Halo 4. I'm guessing it's going to be more Halo 2 Anniversary stuff that they're going to be focusing on for game types, custom maps, and whatever they end up doing for tournaments for Halo.
Yeah, I would think. I would think that'd be the case.
Let's see. The next one, and I believe this is the last one, is SWAT. And it's one of the rotational playlists that's going to be in there. SWAT's SWAT. Everyone knows what it is.
It's fun.
No, everyone has no shields. You just shoot someone in the head, and they're dead. It's going to be on Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, and Halo 2 Anniversary. And it's all... Everyone's equipped with rifles, so BR... DMR, you'll probably get your loadout for Halo 4 if you want a DMR, BR, or light rifle, or carbine. And it's 4v4.
Yeah. That SWAT is fun. It is so much fun.
It depends on the map for me. Like, SWAT can be fun, but there's also cases where, depending on how the connection is, sometimes you can't help but just suck.
Yeah, I mean there's been several cases where like the entire opposite team was just like their internet connection was horrible, and it just, you shoot them in the head 4, 5, 6, 7 times and it wasn't killing, and then they shoot you once, you're dead. It's like, come on. But
yeah,
I think the reason why I like it so much is because I'm good at it. I usually come up on the top player like when I actually do it. Not to say anything against anybody else, but it really is fun. And I think Frankie's the one that likes that a lot too, isn't he? Isn't he a huge SWAT player?
Yeah, and that's really strange to me that Frankie's a big SWAT person.
don't know. He has.
It just doesn't come across to me as the SWAT type, because he's not super competitive, but he loves SWAT.
I don't know. He has good taste. That's all I know.
I will make sure I tell him that tomorrow in person when I see him.
All
right. You have another fan that loves SWAT, and he appreciates that's one of the first playlists coming out. So that's all the playlists that we're going to see for the initial playlist launch of the Master Chief Collection. So again, that is Team Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 2 Anniversary Rumble, Team Halo 2 Anniversary Social. So basically, it's Team Rumble and Social for Halo 2 Anniversary, Team Slayer, Big Team Battle, Halo CE 2, 3, and 4, Team Hardcore, Halo Esports, and SWAT. There you go.
Good stuff.
Yes, good stuff. And then last but not least, today, IGN announced the full list. You heard right. The full list of achievements coming to the Master Chief Collection, which there are a lot of achievements. 400 achievements for 4,000 gamer score.
Oh, man.
Or I think it's... Well, no, it may not be 400 achievements, but it's 4,000 gamer score for CrossFire.
No, I think it was 403 achievements, if I remember it correctly.
Holy crap.
Honestly, I think that's what it was, 403 achievements.
My goodness gracious.
I got some work cut out. Oh, one...
Everyone has... And I'm planning on getting all these achievements, too.
Oh, absolutely. One achievement that people were talking about, though, is that I've seen popping up was Lasso.
Yeah, so this is the first one on the list, actually. And we'll go through these one by one, just because I haven't had a chance to take a look at them yet.
Mm-hmm.
IGN actually categorizes them into five different buckets. So there's an overall achievements, Halo CE, 2, 3, and 4 achievements list. So starting with the overall, and of course at the top, is Lazo Master. And this is complete the Lazo playlist for every Halo game. That means playing Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4 campaign, all Lazo. Ouch.
That's not going to be my first achievement I'm going after.
Now, I don't know if this is going to include the Silver Skulls, aka Cowbell, I Would Have Been Your Daddy, Grunt Birthday Party, and Blind for Halo 3 and Halo 4, and whatever they decide to do for Halo 1 and Halo 2.
Yeah, but wasn't that all Skulls on, though?
So Halo 1 never had Skulls.
That is true.
So I don't know if they're going to add Skulls in for Halo 1 or difficulty multipliers. I haven't seen anything coming out so far about having Halo 1 have Skulls. Someone in the Twitch stream, correct me if I'm wrong. But Halo 2, they're going to have all the original Skulls in there from the game that you go and find. And then there's going to be extra Skulls to change up the game further. So I'm guessing you got to activate all those. But in Halo 4, you didn't actually have to use Blind in order to get the Lazo requirements to have the, I believe it's an armor permutation that you can unlock for Halo 2 or Halo 4.
I think so.
So, yeah, you didn't, and for the commendation, so you didn't have that Blind Skull there. So I wonder if they're going to keep that requirement as part of having to do Halo 3 Lazo and Halo 4 Lazo, or if they're going to be a little lenient on that and say you don't have to do Blind.
Right.
So we'll have to see on that one if there's a little more detail on that. Next achievement here is Life Story, and this is complete the Master Chief Saga playlist.
Hmm.
So there's, for those that don't know, there's going to be campaign playlists where you can do driving missions, flood missions, last level of every game missions, all that kind of stuff. So whatever... I'm pretty sure the Master Chief Saga's playlist is just you play through every single campaign. That's it.
Yeah, I would think. Unless there's
so you can get that when you go through Lazo, anyways.
Yeah, so you get two achievements for once. I don't think.
Well, there's a lot of achievements in here where you can get a lot of them in one go.
Yeah, Lazo or however you say, I say Lazo, but if
some people say Lazo, some people say Lazo. It doesn't really matter.
Regardless of how you say it, I know that's not. I'm going to get that one in the Life Story one completely at different times. I'm just going to run through it on normal, like I usually go through, which is weird, which is really weird because I went through Halo 3 on Legendary, and I've That's the only time I've ever done it and went through a campaign on its hardest difficulty first. I've never done that. So it's, I'm really wondering if I should go through it or if I should just go through it to enjoy it again.
So I'm going through it to, one, enjoy it, and then yeah. I'm going through it to get every single achievement I possibly can. Which I plan to get all of them.
Oh, man, that's going to be a lot. 4,000 gamer score, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, and you can't even get them all like within the first month or so. You actually have to wait a bit, too.
Yeah.
Because of some of the other achievements that we'll talk about once we get to them. Next one, all of these are pretty simple, kind of going down here from the overall. Just getting started, kill 100 enemies or players. Balaho's Most Wanted, kill 100 grunts. The 1%, kill 100 elites. Spoil Sport, kill 100 jackals. Going Bananas, kill 100 brutes. Hunters Hunted, kill 50 hunters. Checkmate, kill 100 watchers. I was wondering what would break first, kill 100 knights. Not sure where they got the name for that one. Pest Control, kill 100 crawlers. Delicious Brain kills 100 floods. And those all kill 100 of stuff. Those are all 5 gamer score apiece. And I forgot to mention the gamer score for the other one, but the Lazo Master is 50 gamer score, and then Complete the Master Chief Saga playlist is 30 gamer score. Moving on, thanks to Killian, get 20,000 or kill 20,000 enemies or players. That'll take a little while to actually get.
That would, yeah.
That one's split between campaign and multiplayer, though.
Yeah.
So the best way to probably do it is go play campaign.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Campaign or Spartan Ops.
Yeah.
For Halo 4. That's 20 gamer score. Next one is The Guardians Are Coming, and that is Get Killed by the Guardians. That's pretty simple to do.
Yeah, that's...
Just go to Snowbound, walk out of bounds. There you go. 5 gamer score. Mystery Achievement, 5 gamer score. So we don't know what that one is yet. Stick with it. Play a multiplayer or co-op game at least 3 months after your first game. 5 gamer score. So just after everyone gets to day one, just come back 3 months later and play it again. That's all you got to do. Next one is Herald of the Reclamation. And this one is 20 gamer score for completing all the campaigns on easy. Veteran, completing all of them on normal for 30 gamer score. War Hero, that's heroic, for 40. And then Legend for legendary difficulty, and that is 50 gamer score. So if you go through campaign run once, you can get the Master Chief. Like if you do it on legendary, you can get the Master Chief Saga. You can get all the difficulty ones, and that will add up to 270 gamer score. Yeah, you like if you go legendary run on this thing for your first run of everything, you can unlock a lot of gamer score.
Oh, yeah.
Just from your first run, because you'll get all the kill X amount of enemies, or you'll get most of them. And then like going through and activating terminals, finding stuff, anything that's campaign related, you could probably get in one go.
Yeah. One thing that I'm really going to be interested in seeing is the people going back for speed runs again for that, for Halo 2 Anniversary and Halo 1 and all of them. To see who could get.
Well, one of the things, too, that is because of the 1080p and 60 frames per second upgrade, some of those tricks might not be relevant anymore.
Yeah.
They may not even work.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. And another thing that I'm really interested in is seeing who's going to have the fastest time to beating all the campaigns at the, like, who finishes the fastest time. The only reason why I haven't said that before is because it's all on one disc. So would that count more? I had this discussion with my friend. He goes, would that count more as just having it as a disc, or could you go through it and, because you don't have to change disc out, you don't have to worry about that time delay. So you'd have a more,
yeah,
a more, what is it called? Anyway, but that's something I'm looking forward to anyway.
Got it. Let's see. The next one in here is Lore Master. Activate every terminal, and that is 30 gamer score. Then you have Throne of Bones, which is find and claim all the mission skulls in Halo CE. Oh, so there are skulls in Halo CE. Halo 2 and Halo 3. Wait, were there skulls in Halo CE Anniversary?
There was.
That you could find?
When I thought you were talking about Halo CE, I completely...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about those. So yeah, there are skulls in Halo CE. Yeah. Cool. There you go. Next one is Your Journey Begins. Complete a campaign mission or a match of multiplayer. So that's going to be pretty simple. That's 5 gamer score, so basically play just one game of anything. Where Am I? Complete 10 missions or multiplayer games. That's 5 gamer score. Tempered Blade, win 10 multiplayer games, which is 5 gamer score. Game On, which is complete 50 missions or multiplayer games. That one's going to be pretty easy.
Yeah.
You just play through campaign.
Yeah.
Or Spartan Ops, even for that matter. And that's worth getting 10 gamer score. Contender, win 50 multiplayer games for 10 gamer score. I Got This, complete 100 missions or multiplayer games for 10 gamer score. Forged in Fire, win 100 multiplayer games, 10 gamer score. Can't Put It Down, complete 150 missions or multiplayer games, 10 gamer score. Sharpshooter, win 150 multiplayer games, 10 gamer score. Bonus Level, complete 200 missions or multiplayer games, 10 gamer score. In It to Win It, 200 multiplayer games, win those, 10 gamer score. Up All Night, complete 250 missions. Oh, I'm just going to go. Up All Night, 250 missions or multiplayer games. Battle Hardened, win 250 multiplayer games. Can't Get Enough, complete 300 missions or multiplayer games. Thermopylae, I have no idea how you say that word. Thermopylae, something like that. Win 300 multiplayer games. Committed, complete 300. Wow, there are a lot of these.
Yeah.
Complete 350 missions or multiplayer games. Striking Fear in Their Hearts, complete 350 multiplayer games. Big Time Gamer, complete 400 missions or multiplayer games. Steady Aim, win 400 multiplayer games. Long Time Fan, complete 450 missions or multiplayer games. Quick Trigger Finger, win 450 multiplayer games. The Long Haul, complete 500 missions or multiplayer games. Multiplayer Champion, win 500 multiplayer games. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
So all of those complete X amount of missions or multiplayer games or win multiplayer games, those are all 10 gamer score except for the last two, which is complete 500 or win 500, and those are 20 gamer score. That is a freaking mouthful.
Yeah. It's
so basically just win 500 multiplayer games and you get all of those.
Or play 500. just yeah. Aim to win, though.
So I'm wondering, too, if you play Spartan Ops, if that's going to count as a multiplayer game.
Hmm.
Something I'll have to ask Frankie tomorrow.
Yeah.
I need to start writing some questions down. I'm going to ask Frankie.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Someone go back and remind me, please.
I'll remind you.
Thanks. Next one on the list. Gosh, and these are still the overall ones. We haven't even gotten to the game-specific ones yet. There's 403 of these freaking things. Dang. Just a Taste is 5 gamer score for collecting 500 campaign or playlist medals. Oh gosh, now we're on to medals.
Oh man, that's a lot of medals.
Okay, there's collect X amount of levels all the way up to 10,000. And for 500, it's 5 gamer score. And for 10,000, it's 20 gamer score. The rest are 10. Out of Bubblegum, that's for 1,000. A Pile of Medals for 2,000. A Crate of Medals for 3,000. A Heap of Medals for 4,000. A Few Trinkets, 5,000. Oh, These Baubles, 6,000. Chesty Puller Starter Kit, 7,000. Metal Master Chief, 8,000. The Good, the Bad, and the Dead, 9,000. And Metal Completionist for 10,000. Wow.
That's wow. That's so much itchy.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. We're killing more things. Okay. These are all for 10 gamer score. Starting with Foehammer, kill 5,000 enemies or players. Gruntageddon, kill 1,000 grunts. Were It So Easy, kill 1,000 elites. Scavenger Hunt, kill 1,000 jackals. Danky Kang, kill 1,000 brutes. Worm Slayer, kill 250 hunters. Remove the bishops from the board, kill 1,000 watchers. Nightbane, kill 1,000 knights. Dog Catcher, kill 1,000 crawlers. And Zombie Repeller, kill 1,000 flood.
Wow. That's too many.
So many achievements. Oh, we're almost at the bottom of the overall achievements. Yay.
Mm.
Okay, this is good. Standard operating procedure. Complete any co-op level on normal difficulty for 10 gamer score. Brover Shield. Complete any co-op level on heroic difficulty for 10 gamer score. Brohammer. complete any co-op level on legendary difficulty. I dabble in slaying, complete one cross-game playlist, which is 10 gamer score, and then sample plate, complete three cross-game playlists for a 20 gamer score.
Hmm.
So when they're saying cross-game playlist, it's the campaign playlist that goes over multiple games.
Yeah.
So like playing the last level of every campaign, just complete one of those playlists, or doing all the flood ones, which spans multiple games. That would be Halo 1, 2, and 3. You just play that playlist, and that's how you get those cross-game playlists.
Hmm.
All right. On to Halo Combat Evolved achievements.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Some of these, for the game specific, you'll probably recognize from past achievement lists from Halo CE Anniversary, Halo 2 Vista, Halo 3, and Halo 4. Some of them have been changed. Not all of them are the same, so listen closely. A day to remember. Halo CE, play Halo CE on the 15th of any month. 5 gamer score. Hit the beach. Halo CE, beat the part-time on the Silent Cartographer. 10 gamer score. Oh, we're back to part-times. Great. This is fun. Would have killed you to take the elevator. Halo CE, beat... Okay, I'm going to drop the Halo CE. This is all Halo CE stuff. Beat the part-time on assault on the control room for 10 gamer score. Didn't like the ship anyways. Beat the part-time on the Pillar of Autumn. 10 gamer score. Fly over country. Beat the part-time on Halo, which is the second level. 10 gamer score. You can't handle the truth. Beat the part-time on Truth and Reconciliation for 10 gamer score. All these are 10 gamer score for beat the part-times. I'm just going to say that for now. Lightning in the Bottle. Beat the part-time on 343 Guilty Spark. TLDR. Beat the part-time on The Library. Whistle Stop Tour. Beat the part-time on 2 Betrayals. Skirty Bump. Beat the part-time on Keys, and then All You Can Eat, beat the part-time on The Maw. And then if you beat all the part-times, it's called Did Somebody Say... dot dot dot, and that's for 20 gamer score.
Hmm.
Yep. And now we have Beat the Par Score. Not just beat the part-time, but beat the par score. These are all 10 gamer score. Charted is for the Silent Cartographer. Vetro Strike is for Assault in the Control Room. Pillar of Awesome is for the Pillar of Autumn. Giant Hula Hoop is for Halo. You Really Can't Handle the Truth is for Truth and Reconciliation. Circuit Breaker, 343 Guilty Spark. Reading Room, The Library. It Was Inevitable, 2 Betrayals. Headstrong, Keys. Consumption Junction, The Maw. And then if you beat the par score on all Halo CE levels, it's called Overachiever, and that one is 20 gamer score.
Nice.
You bored yet?
I'm thinking of just questions of for like what for like different achievements or whatever. Just what am I gonna do first to get these and things? That's just what's running through my head right now. It's like, how am I gonna do this first? How am I gonna get these achievements all at once? Or that's what's going through my head right now.
Yeah, part time and par score is probably something you're gonna play on either normal or heroic. Then all the other achievements you'd probably just run on Legendary.
Yeah.
So I could see possibly getting all the achievements that are strictly related to campaign probably within 3 full run-throughs, and then the couple of playlist ones having just those as extras.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on, complete a Halo CE playlist is a fine choice for 10 gamer score. Excellent Taste is complete 3 Halo CE playlists for 20 gamer score. And then Like a Fine Wine is complete the Lazo campaign playlist for Halo CE, which is 30 gamer score. Oh, goody. We have individual Lazo ones.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Next one is You Are the Weapon. Kill a Hunter with 1 pistol round. 5 gamer score. Which is really easy to do in Halo CE. You make them like swing at you, and then you just pop them in the back with 1 pistol shot.
Really? Is that easy?
That's how easy it is to take down a hunter in Halo CE.
What?
That's really how easy it is to take down a hunter in Halo CE.
What happened? There's such a pain in the butt now.
Not in Halo 1. Halo 1 is easy to take him out.
Mm.
Yeah. I prefer the sniper, but pistol is just as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was basically a headshot if you shot him in the back.
Yeah.
With a precision weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next one is Back in the Day. 5 gamer score is play a CTF custom game on Blood Gulch with 4 players on the same console. Tri-tip optional. I don't know what tri-tip means.
Something with 3? That's all I know, Tron.
Thank you, Sherlock.
Oh.
Anyways, Madrigal debut. Trigger a hidden music cue in Halo CE. Ooh, I know where one of those is, too. That's 5 gamer score. One of those is in Assault in the Control Room. On that level. Let's see. My buddy Chips. Fight alongside Chips Dubbo and listen to his words of wisdom. 5 gamer score.
That's...
No smoking. Disapprovingly look at Captain Key's abandoned pipe. Where is that? I forget what that is.
I think it's in the very beginning. Isn't that? If I remember correctly.
Oh, that might be right. Yeah. That's 5 gamer score. T-Rex find the hidden Rex sign on the mall. 10 gamer score.
I know where that's at.
I don't remember where that one's at. Actually, I have to look that one up. Thirsty Grunt, listen to the... Oh, yes. Listen to the Thirsty Grunt talk about his eating habits. 5 gamer score. I know where that one is. Meg, it's a sign. 10 gamer score. I forget where that one is, too.
I don't know that one.
Get me out of here. Right, it's a sign that is somewhere in the campaign. Get me out of here. Ride in the Pelican for several seconds on the level 343 Guilty Spark. 5 gamer score. That's the Pelican glitch for those who aren't aware. Feet firmly planted. Complete a level without jumping. 10 gamer score.
Wasn't that one that was in Halo Reach too? Like, wasn't that one that you didn't run? I think it was one that you didn't.
No, you didn't fire a shot.
Is that what I'm thinking of? I remember
that was in ODST.
Was that ODST? No.
Yeah.
The one I'm thinking of is that you can't be in a vehicle go through an entire campaign level without a vehicle on Breach. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, for like the first level?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, the
okay.
You couldn't drive the little
car things. Okay. Yeah, that was Halo. Yeah, that was the first level. Yeah. Yep, Winter Contingency. Yep. All right. Next one is Pacifist. Complete the Silent Cartographer without shooting, using grenades, using melee, dying, or restarting. Ouch. You can just do that on easy. There's no difficulty on that one.
I would hope.
That's 10 gamer score. Before and after. Complete every level of the game having seen it in both classic and remaster mode. 10 gamer score. Pillar of Autumn, complete the Pillar of Autumn. 10 gamers. Oh, okay, here we go. Complete every single level. And they're all named the level name, so those are all 10 gamer scores, so I'm not going to read through those. Next one that's not that is Arrival, activate the Terminal 1 on the Pillar of Autumn. These are all 5 gamer scores for activating terminals. Sacrifice is Terminal 2 on Halo. Splinters is Terminal 3 on Truth and Reconciliation. Idle Hands is Terminal 4 on the Silent Cartographer. Hitchhikers May Be Escaping Convicts is Terminal 5 on Assault on the Control Room. Barely Contained is Terminal 6 on 343 Guilty Spark. Custodiates. Oh my gosh, I'm butchering this. Quis Custodiates Ipsos Custodis, I think is how you would say something like that. Activate Terminal 7 on the Library. Memories, activate Terminal 8 on Two Betrayals. Mind Games, activate Terminal 9 on Keys, and Kilotons of Fun, activate Terminal 10 on the Maw. And then, of course, if you activate all the terminals, you get Dear Diary for 20 gamer score. I wonder why they're using some of the ODST references in here. Yeah. All right. Skull Taker for every single skull in Halo CE Anniversary for the remastered mode. Each one of those is 5 gamer score. There you go. A few more to go for the Halo CE specific ones. There are a lot of these. Wow. Why did I decide to read them all? I'm dumb. Anyways, Headhunter, find and claim all skulls in Halo CE, 20 gamer score. Greenhorn, complete every level of the game on easy, 10 gamer score. Birth of a Spartan, complete every level of the game on normal. Believe in a Hero, complete every level of the game on heroic, that's 20 gamer score. Living Legend, complete every level of the game on legendary difficulty, 30 gamer score. He's Unstoppable. Complete any level on heroic difficulty or higher without taking health damage. 10 gamer score. That's going to be hard.
Yeah, that's going to be really difficult.
I'm trying to think which level would be best for doing that on.
And this is CE?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe Assault on the Control, if you glitch the spawn points.
That's true.
Or Two Betrayals, actually.
I don't know.
Yeah, that one's hard.
Yeah. I'm sure...
At least it's just heroic and not legendary.
Yeah. Oh, man, if it was legendary, I wouldn't...
That'd be nuts, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah. Let's see. Next one is... Overshields are for sissies. Complete the Pillar of Autumn on Legendary without picking up an Overshield. That's not too hard.
No.
Walk it off. Complete the Pillar of Autumn on Legendary without picking up a health kit. That's a little more difficult. That's a little more difficult. No fly zone. Destroy 3 of the 4 Banshees on Halo during a single playthrough. How pedestrian. Complete Halo without entering a vehicle. Close quarters combat. Halo. Complete the Truth and Reconciliation with at least 4 rounds left in your sniper rifle. You just have to remember to take your sniper rifle all the way with you.
Yeah.
That just happened. Complete the library on heroic or legendary difficulty without dying. That's actually not too bad. Look out for the little guys. Complete 2 betrayals on legendary difficulty without killing any grunts. Leave it where it lay. Complete 2 betrayals on legendary difficulty without picking up any new weapons. All according to plan. Kill the first group of enemies on truth and reconciliation without being detected.
That's
beachhead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, that's how do you do that?
That's actually not that bad. It's really not.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Beachhead, storm the Silent Cartographer Beach with no marine casualties on heroic or legendary. Wraith Hunter, destroy 4 Wraith tanks and assault in the control room with the Scorpion tank. Tying up loose ends, kill every elite on the level keys on heroic or legendary difficulty. And this side up, complete the Warthog ride of the mall without being forcibly ejected from your vehicle. And those are all 10 gamer score. And I believe most of those were in the Halo CE anniversary achievement list, if I remember right.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I don't remember the top of my head.
So those are all Halo CE achievements. And now we're on to Halo 2. And we're getting that much closer to the end of this episode. There's a lot of information that came out this week. Freaking crazy.
Mm.
So these are all Halo 2 specific achievements coming out. Back at it. Play a game of Halo 2 Anniversary on the 9th of any month. There you go. Find all the skulls. 5 gamer score apiece. If you find and claim all the skulls, it's 20 gamer score called Trophy Collector. And then these are all activating terminals. These are all going to be 5 gamer score. Curious is for Terminal 1. Inquisitive for 2. Examiner for 3. Inspector for 4, Fascinated on 5, Enchanted on 6, Enamored on 7, Determined on 8, Delighted on for 9, Knowledgeable on 10, Scholar for 11, Reviewer for 12, Obsessed for 13. And of course, those are all on each of the subsequent maps or campaign missions for Halo 2 Anniversary. And of course, if you get them all, it's called Walking Encyclopedia for a 20 gamer score. Next one is Don't Hanger Around. This is beat the par times for all of these. These are all going to be 10 gamer score. Don't Hang Around is for Cairo Station. Rooftop Runner for Outskirts. Speeding Tickets for Metropolis. Oh, crap, I hate this word. YOLO Strats. Seriously, that's what it's called. YOLO Strats for the Arbiter.
Oh, boy.
Read the Strategy for the Oracle. So You Don't Want the Tank for Delta Halo. I Regret Nothing for Regret. Terminal Velocity for Sacred Icon. Hot Zone for Quarantine Zone. Force of Will for Grave Mind. No Man's Land for Uprising. Feeling Charitable for High Charity. And Are We There Yet for The Great Journey. And then if you beat the part-time on everything, it's going nowhere fast for a 20 gamer score. And just like Halo CE, we have Beat Par Score for Halo 2. These are all 10 gamer score, with the big total one being 20 gamer score. Bomb Squad is for Cairo Station. Objective Secured for Outskirts. Ripple Fire for Metropolis. Heresy Will Not Stay My Feet for the Arbiter. Leave None Alive for the Oracle. Boundless for Delta Halo. Fist of Fury for Regret. Guided Tour for Sacred Icon. The Doctor is In for Quarantine Zone. Official Business for Gravemind. The Hype is Real for Uprising. Scorched Earth for High Charity. Frequent Flyers for the Great Journey, and then Arcade Owner for all par scores beat for Halo 2. Next one, Seconds. Complete a Halo 2 playlist for 10 gamer score. Back for More. Complete the Halo 2 Lazo campaign playlist for 30 gamer score. Connoisseur. Complete the complete 3 of the Halo 2 playlists for 20 gamer score. 6 pedals, 4 directions. Drive a scorpion while playing as the Arbiter. 10 gamer score. Bet you can't stick it. Stick a plasma grenade to a stealth elite on outskirts for 10 gamer score. The Return of Meg. The description is she's not picking up for 20 gamer score. Got to look into that one.
Yeah.
Cowardly Grunt. Listen to the Cowardly Grunt's woes. 5 gamer score. Siege of the Ivory Tower. Listen to a hidden music cue on Halo 2. Where is that one in Halo 2?
I didn't even know that existed. So
yeah, the Siege of Madrigal is hidden in every single Halo campaign.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Learn something new every day.
I forget where it is in Halo 2. 5 gamer score. The Chips Dubbo. Fight alongside the legendary Chips Dubbo and listen to his words. So I guess he's back in Halo 2. 5 gamer score. Rex Sword. Grab the energy sword on the level outskirts. 10 gamer score. 10 minutes too early. In the Oracle, find the holo drone before the heretic leader activates it. 5 gamer score. He's running a marathon. Spot the developer in the opening scene of Gravemind on legendary and classic mode. Okay. Not sure what that one is. I actually haven't heard of that Easter egg. Anyways, that's 5 gamer score. Hi, Ben. Says, oh, hi.
I know where that's gamer at. Score. I know where that's at.
All of these Easter eggs becoming achievements. E-E-E. View both signs in the level Metropolis. 5 gamer score. Go! I wanted to say that louder, but I really can't right
yeah.
now. Shoot the soccer ball in the level Metropolis. Needs more... Oh, that's 10 gamer score, by the way. Needs more whammy bar. Complete the level Regret with the Prophet Birthday Skull. Oh, the Prophet Birthday Skull activated. Oh, okay.
That's new.
5 gamer score. Yeah, new skull. There you go. Like peanut butter and chocolate. Complete a level in co-op or heretic... Or in co-op, heroic or legendary. I don't know why I said heretic. Heroic or legendary with the Master Blaster Skull active. 10 gamer score. Starved for shields. Complete a level with only the Streaking Skull active on heroic or legendary. Tighten up the graphics. Complete every level of Halo 2 having seen it in both classic and remastered. 10 gamer score. Commuter. Complete Metropolis without entering a vehicle on heroic or legend. Oh my gosh. On heroic or legendary. 10 gamer score. He never gets me anything. Complete Delta Halo without entering a vehicle on heroic or legendary. 10 gamer score. Complete every campaign mission is separately 10 gamer score apiece, and then collectively 20 gamer score. For 10 gamer score for easy, 10 gamer score for normal, 20 gamer score for heroic, and 30 gamer score for legendary. Next one is Scarab Lord. Acquire the Scarab Gun. 20 gamer score. Silent but deadly. Kill 7 opponents from behind in a row without being spotted. 10 gamer score. You can do that on Delta Halo, I think, actually. Demon. Complete any campaign level without dying on normal or harder. That's not too hard.
No.
10 gamer score. Go Ape Shiv. Kill an enraged berserk brute using melee. 5 gamer score. And so it begins. Collect the Master Chief toy in Delta Halo. Master Chief
yeah,
toy.
Yeah, that just popped up. There's a toy?
Maybe that's something new.
Yeah, because I don't remember seeing that or hearing about it in the original. Huh, that's interesting.
Neither do I. That's 5 gamer score. Regrettable turn of events. Collect the Prophet of Regret toy in Regret. Yeah, I'm
these got to be new.
I'm thinking these are new. These are probably new. And these are all 5 gamer score for these toy things. The Will of the Prophet. Collect the Arbiter toy on Sacred Icon. Chieftain of the Brutes. Collect the Tartarus toy on Quarantine Zone. Don't Make a Girl a Promise. Collect the Cortana toy on Gravemind. My Work is Done. Collect the Librarian toy on Uprising. I Like Crazy. Collect the Rampant Cortana toy on High Charity. And then Pheric Solution. Collect the Didact toy in The Great Journey. Then if you collect all of them, it's called Toy Box for 20 gamer score. And then last but not least for the Halo 2 achievements, Dirty Bird, Fly, the Heretic, Banshee. 5 gamer score.
The toy ones are really cool, actually. I'm actually wondering where to find those, like where they could be.
It's going to be like little collectibles.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's going to be some kind of trophy case that you're going to be able to see these in
that,
or something.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to see. I wonder if they would do anything. If they maybe change something. I don't know. Like a skull. Like how it changes something. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
I'm wondering if it'll unlock something maybe in Halo Channel.
Good point.
That could be a possibility. Yeah. So that might be it. Moving on to Halo 3. Hopefully we'll get to these soon. Mind the Gap. 4 vehicles, 1 gap on Legendary using Cowbell, Catch, Thunderstorm, Mythic, and Tough Luck. That's 10 gamer score. Begins with a single step. On Savo Highway, complete the level without entering a vehicle. 10 gamer score. Who needs them? On the Ark, complete the level without entering a vehicle on Legendary. 10 gamer score. Phantom Hunter. Destroy 3 total Phantoms on the Covenant. 10 gamer score. Complete every mission of Halo 3 individually for a 10 gamer score apiece. And then there is completing them on easy, 10 gamer score, normal, 10 gamer score, heroic, 20 gamer score, and legendary, 30 gamer score. And the one for legendary is aptly named Finished the Fight. Then there is one for finding every single skull in Halo 3, and those are 5 gamer score apiece. And then if you collect all of them, it's worth 20 gamer score in total for Witch Doctor. That's the title of it. There is also one for finding or activating all the terminals in Halo 3, all 7 of them. And those are all 5 gamer score apiece. Then there's the Cortana terminal on Cortana that's titled the terminal, but it's not part of the other 7, so to speak. That one's 5 gamer score. And then if you activate all the Halo 3 terminals, it's no stone unturned for 20 gamer score. Next one is Whispers Across the Galaxy. View the communique from Mendicant Bias. That's part of the terminal stuff. I believe it's the last terminal when you actually view all the other terminals is when that pops up, if I remember correctly. I could be slightly mistaken. That's 5 gamer score. Gruilla is... okay, so these are all beat par score. 10 gamer score piece. Gruilla is for Sierra 117. And then these are just in order of the maps. King of the Crows, Cavalier, Askar, Exterminator, Ranger, Vanguard, Orpheus, Torchbearer. And then if you complete every Halo 3 mission and beat the par score, it's called Better with Age for 20 gamer score. And then going to part-time, in order 10 gamer score apiece, Speedy 117, Time Shift, Highway Robbery, Lightning Strike, Dam Buster, Waypoint, Scarab Slide, Making History, Go Chief Gunnet, Speed Demon is for beating all the part-times. 20 gamer score. Next one is Annual. Complete Halo 4 on 4-player Legendary Co-op with Iron Skull and everyone in Ghosts. So that is the Vidmaster, for those who don't remember. That's 10 gamer score. Dirge of Madrigal. Listen to a hidden music cue in Halo 3. I know where that one is. 5 gamer score. Primate, find your first missing links. That's 5 gamer score. Haplorahini. I have no idea how you say that one. Find a lonely missing link. 5 gamer score. Can't keep him down. Fight alongside and listen to the man. The legendary Chips Dubbo, 5 gamer score. Flip Yap, listen to the tale of the young grunt named Flip Yap, 5 gamer score. Heading to his destiny, destined for greatness, 5 gamer score. Wonder what that one is. Sounds familiar. This stuff is your history, 5 gamer score. Milk Carton, find the poster of the missing man, 5 gamer score. Cool story, bro. Listen to the story of the final grunt. 5 gamer score. Third time's a charm. Play a game of Halo 3 on the 25th of any month. 5 gamer score. Missing link. Watching, waiting, plotting. 5 gamer score. A preference for pain. Complete the Halo 3 Lazo campaign list. 30 gamer score. Aficionado. Complete 3 Halo 3 playlists for 20 gamer score. And then boot camp hero. Complete just 1 Halo 3 playlist for 10 gamer score. And on to Halo 4 and the last set of achievements. My voice is getting tired. Complete all of the campaign missions for 10 gamer score apiece. and then completing it on easy, 10 gamer score, normal, 10 gamer score, heroic, 20 gamer score, and 30 for legendary. Lone Wolf is complete every level of the game on legendary difficulty by yourself. Let's call it, sorry, Lone Wolf Legend. And that is 30 gamer score. Then activate all the terminals are 5 gamer score apiece. And then if you activate them all, it's for total of 20 gamer score. Digging up the past, access the Master Chief records on the Dawn, 5 gamer score. This is my rifle, this is my gun, carry Unicy weapon all the way through Forerunner on heroic or legendary. Bros to the close, complete Infinity without one preventable Marine death on heroic or legendary. And a lot of these are same ones that were in Halo 4.
Yeah.
For the Xbox 360. Mortardom on Reclaimer, use a Wraith to kill at least 4 enemy Wraiths on heroic or legendary, 10 gamer score. Explore the floor. Trick or force a hunter to fall to its demise on shutdown, 10 gamer score. Give him the stick. Take out both hunters using only the sticky detonator on Composer, 10 gamer score. Chief Smash. Kill 3 crawlers in one hit with the gravity hammer on Midnight, 10 gamer score. You're no chips. What do Marines know about sticks? 5 gamer scores. Piece of cake. Okay, here we go. Part-time on each level. 10 gamer score piece. Beating all of them, 20. The first one is Piece of Cake for Dawn. Interloop Looper for Requiem. These are just going in order. Raging in the Dark. Outer Bros. Or Ouroboros. Sorry. Give me that. Shut down everything. Symphony of Pain. Countdown. And then for all of them, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Then beating par score is 10 gamer score piece. Going in order again, Gunslinger, Dark Fortress, Shadow of Sundered Star, Jungle Warfare, Librarian's Pet, Emergency Shutdown, Headbanging, Witching Hour. And then for all of them, it's called You Had It Coming for 20 gamer score. Next one is a long time ago. Playing a game of Halo 4 on the 6th of any month is 5 gamer score. Naked Tyrant. Ooh, that's a shout out to Mythic Tyrant. And Naked Eli.
Mm.
That's really awesome.
That is cool.
That's okay, wow. I wonder if they know that. I'll have to catch up with them and see if they know that. Yeah, that's a shout out to Naked Eli and Mythic Tyrant. For 30 gamer score, complete the Halo 4 Lazo campaign list. Devotee, complete 3 Halo 4 playlists for 20 gamer score. And then Chest of Gold, complete a Halo 4 playlist. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all your achievements for Halo the Master Chief Collection.
That's a lot. I got two things to say after you talking that all those achievements. One, who decided every single name for all those achievements? And two,
I have no idea.
And two, Pawtacular has a lot of achievements.
Oh my gosh. There's gonna be so many achievement nights when we get to it. There really
that
are.
That is crazy.
It's gonna be nuts. Yeah. I imagine I'll be probably over 2,000 gamer score within the first week.
Yeah.
Right. Or more. Probably a lot more.
Yeah. Something that's also really, since we're talking about achievements, I popped on Halo 4 last night. The first thing that happens is I get 11 achievements for 283 gamer score. I had no idea.
Yeah, a lot of people actually saw that.
I was like, well, okay, what just happened? I was really confused. And I realized it's like, I'm at 18,000 gamer score now, and I didn't have to do anything.
So I saw a lot of people on Twitter yesterday tweet out that they got a bucket load of achievements unlocked.
Yeah, I got.
And this was shortly after Bonnie put out a tweet on Twitter saying that the stuff with the DLC downloading and all that stuff was fixed. So whenever, I guess, people loaded up, Halo just kind of did a check on all the achievements, and then if someone actually unlock or were supposed to unlock achievements, they unlocked everything.
Yeah.
That they were supposed to get. So yeah, I know some people that got 13 achievements, got 18 achievements, got like 375 gamer score just by opening Halo 4 and all that stuff.
So I was really happy. I was like, I only got that many more achievements to go. I don't have that many left to complete Halo 4, which is nice. So
yeah. So if you're listening to this and you haven't played Halo 4 in a while and you kind of got glitched out of achievements for the DLC, launch up Halo and you'll be getting those achievements. I still have one freaking achievement to get in Halo 4 though.
You only have one left?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Assassinate the ball carrier within 5 meters of your goal.
That one's a pain in the butt. That one is a bit.
Yeah, I'll just go in someone and have someone just stand there and I'll assassinate him. So, but yeah, that's everything that's come out from IGN so far. There was something that was kind of mentioned that's actually just detailed more in this week's bulletin, but we'll get into that in the podcast for the next time. Is there are going to be multiplayer medals for Halo CE, or sorry, not multiplayer, but campaign medals for Halo CE and Halo 2. And there's also going to be multiplayer 1 medals as well, but we hadn't seen campaign medals for Halo CE or Halo 2 before, so those are going to be there. There's nearly 100 unique medals that are going to be introduced to Halo CE and Halo 2, and we'll talk a little bit more about those when we talk about the bulletin in a couple of days. Last thing to note on this is you actually can turn off the medals for Halo CE if you want. And then you can toggle between classic medals or modern medals for Halo 2 as well.
That's cool. To go back to the old medals, that's neat.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit more of that next time we do a podcast talking about the bulletin for this week. So we'll have another podcast in a couple of days or so. We just kind of wanted to do a podcast focused on the IGN stuff because that's a lot of information that came out, and we're supposed to be still getting a lot of information coming out the next week too. So there may be a few weeks here where you may see us putting out two podcasts a week, which some people I know will absolutely love, and some people will be like, this is too much stuff. But there's a lot of stuff to cover up until the Master Chief Collection comes out. So 4 more weeks, just about. We're getting to that point.
All right. Yeah, that was weird.
Okay. I accidentally bumped my internet.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, we're nearly there. Master Chief Collection is very, very close down the road. And
officially, as of right now, as we're recording this, 1 month away. It.
Yep, 30 days. Not much longer to go.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm excited. I cannot wait. Man. Once November 11th comes around, though, just all my free time is out the window.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I mean, that's just it. It's like, now here's a question. What are you going to do first? Like, what's the first thing you're going to do when you pop in Halo, like, other than like installing it and all that stuff?
First thing I'm going to do? That's a tough one.
It's tough. I bet.
Why are you putting me in this situation?
Hey, listen, when I was brought on the show, you put me in a hard situation. I have to ask that question, man.
I would, you know what? I'm going to say probably multiplayer just because I'm going to have a lot of people online that want to play multiplayer.
Yeah.
But within that first week, I will finish Legendary on all the missions for campaign.
Ooh.
Within that first week. I'm pretty sure I will.
If I could get a mission done, if I could get a campaign done.
We can co-op it.
That's true.
I mean, I can probably co-op it with just... I mean, maybe that's what I'll do is maybe I'll co-op campaign instead, but we'll see. I do want to get my hands on the Halo 2 Anniversary maps, though. So I have a feeling that's probably where I'm going to get my start.
Yeah, I think that's where it is, too. I think the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go into Rumble on Halo 2 Anniversary. I think that's the first thing I'm going to do. And the thing is, it's like, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be like... Yeah, this is what's happened. Like it's the same sensation I did when I Halo 4. It's like you've been waiting so long for the game. It's like I'm playing it. I'm finally playing it.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I would say probably Halo 2 Anniversary multiplayer, shortly followed by full Legendary campaign.
Oh man.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into our coverage of the first week of IGN first. Coverage of the Master Chief Collection. We're definitely going to see some more next week, so we'll have another podcast talking about that. And we'll have another podcast in a couple of days talking about New York Comic Con, what's here. I'm currently in New York, and there was some stuff talked about on the bulletin this week that covers some of the stuff in New York, so we'll talk about that. And a few little extra details that was discussed in the bulletin. So we'll do another podcast about that in a couple of days' time, so not to worry. We're not missing a beat. We just have a lot of information to get through, and we don't want to overcrowd one podcast with too much information, even though we just went through the full achievement list for the Master Chief Collection, which is ridiculously long. yeah, but it's good stuff. A lot of those achievements is not going to be much of a problem for anybody. There's going to be some that's just, it's taking the time, like finishing 1,000 matches, playing, what was it, 10,000 missions or matches, something yeah. like that, and then playing the game 3 months after you play your first game. So it's just stuff that's going to take time. And I know there's a lot of Halo fans out there that really love Halo, and there's going to be plenty of time put into this game.
There's going
to
be a lot of nostalgic moments in this game, too, that I'm really looking forward to. The one thing that when you said the achievement for High Ben, for Breaking Benjamin for Ben Burley, that was one of the things, like, I actually found by myself without looking, like, at a tutorial or anything by accident. Like, I wasn't purposely looking for it. I was looking to see if there was something over there. But it was really, really cool. And I was like, I wish there was some, like, when I played it back when achievements were out, I was like, I wish there was an achievement for it or something. And now there is. So
that's cool. I actually hadn't heard of that one before.
Oh, the Ben Burley one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. It was a Bungie giving Ben a little bit of a shout out kind of deal. Or just.
Got it. That's cool. Yeah. Though. I mean, they deserve the recognition. It's sad to see that they're not making doing a remastered of Blow Me Away for the Halo 2 anniversary soundtrack.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's cool that there's an homage out to them about
I'm
it.
I'm really happy that they're keeping the old Easter eggs in there too. Like, they're not getting rid of them. Like, they're replacing them with different ones. That's really cool to see.
Well, we saw that happen in Halo 2 or Halo CE anniversary.
True.
Where they kept, I mean, the original graphics, they're not changing those. So those Easter eggs are there. And then I think they added a couple of new ones because of the new graphics thing. You just add them in there.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up our podcast for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please make sure you check out our social networks. We are constantly tweeting and posting stuff about New York Comic Con. Things are going to slow down a little bit just because there isn't a Halo panel. There isn't anything official Halo here like PlayStation's or an Xbox booth or anything like that. Most of the stuff that's here is new publications that are coming out, toys, and all that stuff. And there's actually Broken Circle out right now it's the new company that's managing the books, Simon and Schuster, I think is how you say it. But they just got a final print copy of Broken Circle, and they have one on display. So I kind of thumbed through that a little bit today, and it looks like it's going to be a good book. I had one of the guys that was at the booth actually kind of tease a little bit about what's going on in the book, talking about some of the Covenant origins of how it kind of got started and the fighting that was going on between the Sanctium and the Sangheili before the Covenant got formed and everything. So it's expected to be a pretty good book. I'm looking forward to it. And then there's, of course, some of the figurines and the Halo Scarab from Mega Bloks is there on display for people to see as well, which is really freaking awesome.
How big is it?
It's, I want to say, 18 inches long, maybe a foot to 15 inches tall.
Okay, that's bigger than I thought it would be.
Or maybe about 2 feet long.
That's a...
Yeah, it's huge. you'll see pictures of it on Halo Collector probably tomorrow. And they kind of got me the press badge to get here, so we're teaming up with them and giving them coverage on all the stuff that's going on here. So make sure you guys check out Halo Collector. And they're going to be having all the pictures of stuff that's going to be there. Make sure you guys check out our social networks. Again, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that nice jazz. And make sure you check out our sister podcast on the podcast network. That is thepodka.st. And it includes podcasts like Guardian Radio, Critcast, Reachcast, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. Lots of good podcasts if you're out there looking for some other games to get into. And make sure you check out our website, podtacular.com, and while you're over there, head on over to our forums, check out the community, be a part of it. We normally do our shows on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time and do live recordings on Twitch, so you can head on over there and be a part of the conversation. And then on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we have our game nights, which Tuesdays is Tactical Tuesdays, where we hop into matchmaking on any one particular game. And then Wacky Wednesdays is Wednesdays at the same time, and we do some fun customs in Halo 4. And a lot of that will change as the Master Chief Collection comes out, of course, but days and times will probably stay the same, but how we do it versus if we're doing 360 or Xbox One, all that is going to be changing here pretty soon. So make sure you check on the forums. Make sure you check out social networks as we kind of update you guys on what's going on over the course of that transition. And that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you everyone who is out here on the live stream late here Friday night. We appreciate every single one of you guys for tuning in. And we will see you guys next time. Keep on fragging that huge freaking achievement list.